This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Stocks have mounted a strong comeback, but uncertainty still lingers. Today, we're going to check back in on the time-tested Dow theory. I'm Andy Gersher, and this is Gains. All right, it's Dow theory time, and that means it's time to bring on Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services. And you got to check out his website, horizoninvestment.com. Chuck, always great to have you on the Gains podcast.
Thanks for having me back, Andy. Always a fun time.
It's been a while since we've talked Dow theory. And before we even get into the levels, I'm going to have Chuck quickly give you the primer in a 30 seconds to a minute in just a second. But before we even do that, if you're new to this, go grab a piece of paper and grab a pen. And pause. I'm not going to pause here, but you can pause and then come back. But if you've done that, then take a, your 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, draw a horizontal line down the middle. And on the top portion of the page, write in Dow Industrials, high. And then right below that, Dow Transports, high. And then in the bottom portion of the page, below that line that you put down the middle, also write Dow Industrials low and Dow Transports low. Okay, because those are the four key levels that we look at when we're looking at the time-tested Dow theory. All right, now here comes in Chuck to give the 30-second to a minute primer on what the Dow theory is and why it's so important. Go ahead, Chuck.
Sure. The Dow theory, which has been around since the late 1890s, believe it or not, developed by the Charles Dow, the first publisher of the Wall Street Journal, it looks at two things. It looks at the movement of the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the Dow Jones Transportation Average. And the reason it looks at those two indices is that back when it was developed, and still even to this day, the Dow Jones Industrial Average kind of represents, in simple terms, the makers, and the Dow Jones Transportation Average represents the takers. The shippers. And what you want is an economy that's in sync is when both the makers and the shippers and the takers are all in sync. And that translates to these averages moving in sync, hopefully to higher highs. That's kind of what you want. On the other hand, if you see these moving to lower lows, that's kind of the definition of a bear market. And if you see kind of disjointedness where one average is doing one thing that's not confirmed by the other, that oftentimes can be a signal that you're going to see a trend reversal. So basically, Dow Jones Industrial Average, Dow Jones Transportation Average, you want them moving in the same direction, confirming one another, hopefully to the upside and hopefully making series of new highs. Contra to that would be a negative for the market in a market that's making new lows and therefore a bear market. The primary trend of the market, which the Dow theory will tell you by those movements, is typically the trend that lasts anywhere from 8 months to significantly longer. And so, you know, the signals that the Dow theory gives tend to be, you're not going to get whipsawed too often where you're in and then 3 weeks later you're out, and then you're out and 3 weeks later you're back in. They tend to have a certain sustainability, a durability to the signals under the Dow theory.
And the nice thing is you don't catch the market necessarily at the top. Don't necessarily catch the market, you don't necessarily sell the top. You don't necessarily buy the bottom, but it gets you pretty close to the levels that you need to be. And over a long term, can really, it's guided us at least, since the Gains podcast, but it has a strong history as well. And one other thing before we start hitting on those levels, and that's the next thing I'm going to ask you, the Dow theory right now, Chuck, is bearish, even though the market's come up quite a bit. It's still bearish, probably pretty close to maybe changing, and we can get into that. But we've said this all along. We're kind of in a let the market tell us kind of phase, and where caution meets opportunity. But let's start with the levels real quick, and then you can talk about it being bearish and what we've seen over the last couple months. So let's start with the levels. You know, when I talked about writing those things on that page, let's start with the lows, because that's the base on everything, and you can take it from there. Let's start with the Dow Industrial and Dow Transport lows.
Okay, so the important levels on the downside that are worth watching are the April 8th lows, closing lows. And again, the Dow theory works on closes. So you are looking at closing levels, not intraday levels. And for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the closing low that is significant is the April 8th low, which is 37,645.59. That's 37,645.59. For the Dow Jones Transportation Average, the significant low, again, the April 8th low, is 12,637.04. So I'll give that to you again, 12,637.04. So again, that low in the industrials is 37,645.59, which was the April 8th closing low. And for the Dow Transports, the April 8th closing low of 12,637.04. So those are the points on the downside, Andy.
And that is a floor, and we can talk about the significance. Don't want to be taking out those levels, I'll tell you that. And we're kind of far from there. And markets have, they've moved around quite a bit, but have gone higher here. So on the top side of the page, the Dow Industrial High and the Dow Transport Highs, it's kind of muddy at this time. So kind of explain what we're watching, if there are levels there or if we're trying to find levels. Explain.
No, I think that, the level right now that would really cause a trend change to bullish would be, if you had new all-time highs in the Dow Industrials and Dow Transports, it'd be a little difficult saying that it was still a bear market. And I can talk a little bit more about the Dow theory and this latest bear market call. But basically, the points to the upside that are important and worth watching would be new all-time highs in both the Dow Industrials and Dow Transports. And those levels, and again, these are closing levels, so you would need to close above these levels. In the case of the Dow Industrials, that all-time high is the December 4th level of 45,014.04. So that's 45,014.04, 45,014.04. In the transports, that important closing high was the November 25th level, and that level is 17,754.38. 17,754.38. So in the industrials, it's 45,014.04. And then the transports at 17,754.38. Now, the what's interesting here, Andy, and why it is still worth kind of watching this is that, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is only 1.25% away from going to an all-time high. So it's right there knocking at the door. On the other hand, the Dow Jones Transportation Average, which is historically the most economically sensitive index there is in the world, if you ask me, is still needs to put on about 12% to get to an all-time high. So it is, it's still got its work cut out for it. And that is one of the reasons why, we are not fully invested at this time. And, the weakness or the sluggishness, I guess. I mean, the transports have had a heck of a move off their April 8 lows. There's no doubt about it. But they still have plenty to do to get to that all-time high. And neither one of these has made all-time highs, which means that we have not had a trend change, and which means the last signal under the Dow theory that is still intact is that bear market signal, which happened on March 10th. Stepping back and looking at this objectively, someone might say, well, geez, this has been, how can the Dow theory still be bearish when the market, the S&P went to an all-time high, the NASDAQ did? Well,
levels, first of all. I mean, you need levels, and you got it. And that's the thing. You got to stick to it. Now, I full disclosure, I was kind of buying stuff on the cheap towards the bottom, but, I didn't go completely all clear. And even in the framework now, it might be a good case for just unloading if you made some profits. But going back to the broader thing, levels are levels, and that's why we stick to them. And it kind of speaks to the transport. That's the transports is kind of the big gorilla in the room. They've lagged, they need to hit those all-time highs to really give the all-clear sign. Go ahead, pick up from there, Chuck.
Right, and the Dow theory. A couple of things I want to mention about the Dow theory. One, the Dow theory is not perfect. It's pretty darn good, and you've seen it to be pretty good. But I mean, it's not perfect, which is why, the Dow theory merely gives you an idea of where you are on the primary trend of the market. Which side of the market is it, bullish or bearish? But the Dow theory does not preclude you from buying when stocks are cheap and the market gets creamed. For example, as I mentioned, the Dow theory turned bearish March 10th. Basically, the next 4 weeks following that were awful for the market. I mean, that's when the industrials and transports just cratered into April 8th and dropped dramatically.
And you made that call. You made that call in the Gains podcast back right then. And see, that was the smart move because it was you specifically said, ugly sisters, stuff that you don't want in your portfolio, the stuff that's really, super high and you've made a ton of profit, that enabled people to get out and get some dry powder going. So it was effective there. And go ahead,
right,
continue.
We also said that, we don't use the Dow theory in an all or nothing way. It's not like, okay, Dow theory turns bearish, we're going to get 100% out of the market because of a number of things. One, if the Dow theory is wrong, then you've killed your portfolio for years to come. But B, the markets since 1926, the market has gone up 3 out of every 4 years. Anytime you make a big bet against that long-term trend, you're taking a big risk. So what we try to do with the Dow theory is say, okay, what side of the primary trend is it, bullish or bearish? Okay, the Dow theory's turned bearish. Let's raise some money. Let's get some dry powder here because the likelihood is this market is probably poised to take a decline. Now, the key is then, okay, now I've got dry powder. When do I start to redeploy that? And then I think, you and I talked in April where the Dow theory was still bearish, but I think we also said,
we're buying, we're going to put some of that powder to work.
Yeah, you might want to, that's why you have the dry powder, right, is to put it to work when the markets decline. So, March 10th, bear market, raise some cash. April 8th, market's just looking sicker than a dog. Maybe it's time to put some of that cash to work. You don't have to put all of it to work, but put some of that cash to work. And that has worked out, reasonably well. Now we're at a point where we are now back testing some of those previous highs. We haven't gone through. Dow theory is still bearish. But we're at kind of an interesting vantage point. And anybody who kind of, raised powder, raised cash when the market turned bearish and then deployed that when the opportunity really existed, is, you know, is like you said, is sitting pretty and maybe thinking, well, we haven't gotten that all clear sign yet. Yeah,
and really that's where I'm at, Chuck.
Yeah.
Do I
trim things up a little bit? And you know, perhaps the answer to that is yes. And, you know, and again, you can sell, let's say you trim things up a little bit. And then the industrials and transports go to new all-time highs. Well, then you got an all clear and you can you can put some of that money back to work again. So, you know, it's not at all, you know, I don't want people to think that the Dow theory is this perfect tool to sell when it turns bearish and, you know, and to buy completely when it turns bullish. It's merely something to give you a perspective on the market's primary trend and to help you stay on the right side of that trend. It doesn't mean, you know, if it's in a bear market, you can never buy. And it doesn't mean in a bull market that you're always selling. Basically what it means is that, listen, you know, market turns bearish, you're probably going to get a downturn in the market. And that if you have some cash, you have to put that to work. And that has worked pretty well. Now we're sitting here, and as I said, the transports are still nearly 12% below their all-time high. That's not to say that, you know, transports are pretty famous for putting points on in a hurry. So that 12% move to all-time highs is nothing insurmountable for the transports, but it matters right now because you've got this kind of disjointedness. You've got the industrials that are knocking at the door. They're not there through yet, but they're knocking at the door. But you still have these transports lagging a little bit. And that is one reason why, you know, we still are holding some dry powder out there. And, you know, to qualify that in a portfolio where we could be, say, 100% invested in stocks, we're probably somewhere around 75 to 83% invested. So we still have a pretty good chunk of change. You know, the good news is we haven't really paid for holding that cash because, A, as you know, you can make some money on your cash these days where you couldn't 3 years ago when interest rates were basically zero.
Right, right.
You know, now you can, you know, in the money market, you can be making 4% on your cash. So the opportunity cost isn't as great if the market's going up and you're sitting there making 4%. So that's good. And the other factor that's helped is that we have been in the right stocks that have really benefited, especially off the April lows. So we've managed to kind of keep pace with our benchmarks and with those major indices, even having that dry powder out of the market because we've been in the right stocks. So I like the way we're positioned. We're not giving up too much upside here, even though we're holding cash and we have dry powder. If in fact the Dow theory and the lagging in the transports portends a more of a pullback here in the market. So, you know, I'm pretty happy with how we're positioned, and we'll see how this pans out. It could be, you know, we could be talking 3 months from now, Andy, and we still haven't gotten the transports to go through. And keep in mind, for a bull market signal, for a change in the trend under the Dow theory, you need both the Dow Jones Industrial and the Dow Jones Transportation averages both going to new all-time highs. One doing it without the other is not a signal change.
And close is not enough. It's got we have certain levels, and we're disciplined, and that's what makes the system. Hey, real quick, we're going to talk about how to play this on the other side of a quick break. Hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if that's an option for you. I've been told that's podcast gold. Totally appreciate the solid there. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesdays. And we'll be right back with Chuck after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, back with Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services. Check out the website, horizoninvestment.com. So we're kind of talking about, you know, what has happened, where the Dow theory is at. You were talking about how even playing this, it's kind of put you in a pretty good position. And I was talking about how I too put some of that dry powder work, bought the lows, and now some of that stuff has moved up quite a bit. And I could see two sides of the coin here, which is interesting. There's part of me that says, gosh, why don't I just book these gains? You know what I'm saying? And maybe just build up a little more powder, you know, dry powder again, since, you know, we haven't gotten the all clear sign. There's the other part of me that thinks, man, those Dow industrials are close. Wow, I should just load up on transports right now so they can, when they hit their highs yeah. And this whole thing goes bullish, you know, I can bank. But what's your read on that? And you probably can see how I see things both ways as well.
Oh, I do. And actually, your strategy or your trading ideas are pretty interesting. What I usually say when presented with these sorts of propositions, so to speak, is that it doesn't need to be either or. It doesn't mean like you have to sell everything that you've had gains in and go redeploying the transports, all of that. My guess is, you know, stock portfolios are a little bit like families and friends. I mean, you love them all. You love everybody, but you like some better than others, right? And so you probably have some stocks that you bought at the lows that have really done well, but they're probably different risk levels. They're on different parameters in terms of their risk and volatility. And my guess is you probably have some that if you kept – that you would feel comfortable holding for a long time. And you probably have some where you may have bought some stocks that were really, really beaten up. They might be a lower quality, and now you've gotten the gains that you wanted. Those would probably be the stocks I would trade out of. So you keep some, you trade out of others, and then take some of those proceeds. And yeah, maybe you do go buy some transportation stocks for the breakout, or you buy the transportation sector ETF just to make sure you have coverage of that sector and do it that way. So you don't have to, it's not all or nothing. Again, it's looking through your portfolio and finding some of the stocks. Boy, this is a stock that's had a big gain. It's not the type of stock that I'm willing to hold on to forever. Maybe it doesn't have a dividend, so I'm not getting any cash flow from it, and I'm purely playing the capital gains on it. I've gotten the capital gains. I don't want to get greedy, and I'm going to trim it or sell that. And I'm going to redeploy the cash into, you know, into the trans and play it that way.
Yeah, and you make an excellent point. You've talked about it several times. It's not an all or nothing thing, and you know that's the great thing about the Dow theory is it gives you a basic trend to work off of, and then you can actually instill or you know deploy other strategies as well into the mix. Thoughts?
Exactly. Again, the best you can do as an investor, because nobody at the end of the day predicting the, you know, predictions are tough, even especially predictions of the future. Right. I think Mark Twain said something similar to that. And so you know, nobody knows what the future holds. The best you can do is get a mosaic of thought and perspective and act on that. And the Dow theory is very helpful in providing you a perspective on the market's primary trend. That doesn't mean it's going to be perfect every time, but it'll at least give you a perspective via a long time tested tool. My firm has been using, our publishing side of our business has been using the Dow theory since 1946. So, and I've been here for 42 years. So I've got a long history with the Dow theory, and while it may not be perfect, it's the best thing I've ever seen for helping me get, again, have a perspective and some clarity on the primary trend of the market. So many times investors, especially in the type of chaotic markets that we've had over the last few years, you kind of feel a little bit like a leaf in the wind. You're blowing around. You're not moored to anything, and it's trying to have a perspective is very difficult. The Dow theory really does a good job of providing that for you.
Yeah, it's nice to have just that baseline that you can work off of. So long and short, we've talked about, you know, the ground that's been covered, and we have the levels down. So I'm just curious, how are you playing this right now? How are you going to, you mentioned you're not all or nothing, and so I'm sure there'll be, you'll be moving chips from, you know, back and forth as we move along here, you know, in steps. But, I mean, what's the play? And is there something out there that you just kind of find so interesting right now you just can't help but buy?
Well, an area that we have done well with, and I still think it has legs, the theme, and these are stocks that kind of bubbled up in our Quadrix stock rating system, where we have a proprietary system we developed, Andy, that looks at more than 3,000 stocks and ranks them on more than 90 different criteria. And so it's an excellent tool, in my opinion, I'm biased, but in my opinion, to kind of point you in the direction of areas of the market where there's opportunity. And one of the early points that this gave us and is still giving us is in kind of the picks and shovels providers to the AI boom. And one of those areas is in the engineering construction area, where these firms are focused on data centers, basically building data centers. And that has really been a nice winner for us. And I think it's something that can kind of continue. I'll give you a stock in that space, and it's a rarity in that it is a stock that is recommended in our publishing company's Upside newsletter, but it's also recommended in our publishing company's Dow Theory Forecast newsletter. And rarely do we have the same stocks represented in both of the newsletters, because the Upside tends to focus on smaller and mid-sized companies. And this was a small/mid-sized company when we first recommended it, and has grown nicely, but we have kept it in both newsletters. And that company is EMCOR, E-M-E-E. M as in Michael, E is the symbol. And the company is involved in the construction and engineering firm for building data centers. They also are benefiting from the need to improve the electrical grid because of the electrification of everything out there these days. And so it's benefiting from a number of big secular trends in the marketplace. And it's a stock we like. It's a stock where the earnings and sales have been growing at nice rates. Stock has performed well, but again, it's a stock that we feel has further upside. And in full disclosure, it is also a stock that our firm and our clients and myself do own. So that company is EMCOR, E, M as in Mary, E is the symbol.
And then, you know, are you buying anything on the dividend front as well? We talked about Dogs of the Dow, and so I hold that portfolio as well. It's held up great this year. I mean, and you get held, or you know, paid to hold. Anything just real quickly on the dividend front that you find attractive right now?
Yeah, we have a natural gas company. We have two that are kind of in the natural gas space. One is EQT. The symbol is EQT. And the other one is National Fuel Gas. The symbol is NFG, Nancy, Frank, Gary, NFG. And those are two companies in the natural gas space that we do like, and they do pay above average dividend yield. So if somebody's looking for some exposure to natural gas and they want to get paid on that with some dividend. Those are two stocks we do like and recommend. And again, our clients and our company and myself do own those stocks.
And then the final takeaway from our conversation today, you know, as we wrap up our discussion on the Dow theory.
Watch the trends. I mean, that's to from a Dow theory perspective, they really still hold the key for a potential trend change. You need the Dow transports to go to an all-time high. And if they don't, even if the Dow industrials do, that is not a trend change. And as long as the trends are still lagging, that's going to be, you know, from our standpoint, that's not going to provide that all clear sign for investors. So watch the trends. And again, the points in the trends on the upside is the point is 17,754.38. The trends closed today at 15,902.51, I believe. And the low point in those trends, which again, you don't want to see the April 8th lows get taken out in either average. And in the transports, especially, that low is 12,637.04.
Yeah, those lows get taken back or taken out. We're talking big problems, huh, Chuck?
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a big problem. And it's, you know, I don't know what Vegas would put on the odds of those being taken out. Probably it's not 50-50, I can tell you that. I think there'd be more money bet on the side of the new highs taken out, but we haven't gotten those new highs. And if the market would knock on the door here in terms of the Dow industrials and the Dow transports and not take out those highs and really start to melt down again and take out those April 8th lows, yeah, we've got, I mean, it's almost assuredly a recession is in store. So those are the points worth watching. And again, let's go transports.
Yeah, there you go. Well, big thanks to Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services. And check out his website, horizoninvestment.com. And there's also another website you might want to check out as well. He referred, he gave you a pick off the list there, and that's upsidestocks.com. So check out horizoninvestment.com. And for a little bonus there, upsidestocks.com. All right, hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if that's an option for you. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesdays. And I look forward to seeing you then.
A News Radio WBBM podcast, powered by Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.